Welcome in to the Other Football Podcast. Chris Chapman. No Thomas Viola yet. We are kind of sort of expecting him. Not sure if he's going to show up or not, but he's definitely not showing up, but he may join us by phone. Yeah. I know
Carson Merck, though.
Yeah, Carson A. Merck. I know we've been through this, but the A stands for?
Arborio.
Arborio, that's right, yes. Mother's maiden name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the side of the family that I grew up closer to.
Okay.
So worked out well.
Yeah, that's good. Closer than the Merck family.
Yeah.
And now Lucky Krebs becomes Merck.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah, she's no longer Krebs.
Yeah, she did what my mom did and slid the last name into a second middle name.
Yeah, you know, it's really strange because obviously we've talked about it on the show, but I got married recently and my wife is Japanese and she's a Japanese citizen, so she had to go get a new passport.
Yeah.
And she actually picked up the new passport yesterday, which is kind of weird because she picked it up on Wednesday. It's Wednesday for us, but it was yesterday for her because she's now at work on Thursday. She picked it up and she showed me the front page and it says Chapman on there. So to me, it's kind of...
That's official.
Yeah. I mean, when you go that route, it's official. So it's definitely kind of cool and it's exciting for me, right? Because now there's a second Chapman out there. But you know, the funny thing is, like, we are big fans of the J-League and the J-League is on suspension right now.
Yeah.
Which is kind of disappointing, but obviously for...
Good reason.
Good reasons.
Not a good reason, but
no, for a they made smart the right reason. Decision. But what's crazy is my nieces, they're out of school. Like they close the schools.
Yeah.
So they're not taking any precautions with this coronavirus. Neither are they in Italy, where I believe they announced they were going to have a bunch of matches behind closed doors until April 3rd, was it?
Yeah. We kind of touched on that last week, and it's none of us are obviously medical professionals, but it's something where I would much rather them take precautions than not take precautions. So it kind of is what it is.
Well, yeah, and it's better than canceling the season and or postponing games because really they're – if I was watching a don't ask me why. I watched Lazio and I can't remember who they played.
I actually think I watched that game. I'm not going to lie to you. It wasn't Lazio. I watched Atalanta and somebody.
It was Lazio and I can't remember who they played. I don't think it was Bologna. It was Bologna. So it was from Saturday, and they were talking about how some of the games have been postponed.
Yeah.
But because some of the teams involved are playing in Europe, Coppa Italia.
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah, that they're not going to have the ability to really make these games up. So they're going to be forced to play a lot of games. And if you think about it, Juventus, probably one of the favorites to win the Champions League.
Yeah,
that really could come back to have a real negative effect on how they do in the Champions League, and you know if this extends to other leagues. I know the Swiss League. I read that they postponed some games as well. There's no Swiss teams left in the Champions League, so it won't have that kind of effect. But you know that league, they already take a long break because of the winter.
Yeah.
So you wonder if they're just going to stop the season short, or if they're going to keep playing, if they're going to play into June. I mean, it's really caused a mess, and, you know, obviously, you know, we're not making light of the situation, but this is a soccer podcast, and that's kind of what we talk about, and, you know, the effect that it's had today. Yeah, I didn't see his answer. What did he have to say?
He essentially was talking about that he's just a soccer coach, was kind of his retort, where they were asking him the impact of it, and he was saying this is obviously a very serious thing, and he's a soccer coach, so he didn't really chime in much on.
Yeah, that was kind of like his answer when he was asked about the human rights in Qatar. And I feel like he kind of gave a very politically correct answer to that. But I think he wanted to say that he doesn't agree with the human rights stuff that's going on there. But obviously money.
Yeah.
And you know, you don't want to jeopardize your job, right? Because obviously, you know, with sponsorship and stuff like that, you don't know how obviously if you're city, you're not going to ever comment on human rights violations.
Yeah, for sure. When it's also, especially with Klopp, it does affect obviously his business. He's in soccer. So the coronavirus right now is affecting that. But it reminded me of, I think it was a stand-up that Dave Chappelle was doing, and he was talking about the Dixie Chicks were commenting on politics.
Yes.
So they're not, like, political science experts. They're singers.
Yeah.
And he said it was, like, after 9/11, on MTV, they had Ja Rule. He said, we got Ja Rule on the phone. Let's see what Ja thinks about this. And he was like, what do I care what Ja Rule thinks at a time like this? Like,
yeah.
I don't care at all. Like,
yeah, I want to know what expertise the people who were scientists or, yeah. You know, and obviously, you know, it's I haven't read and I don't know a whole lot about the K-League, South Korean League, but I would imagine that because of the amount of cases that they have there, like they are the second most infected country.
Yeah.
And I read a lot of it came from this church group that went to Wuhan during the outbreak, and they
brought it back.
They brought it back. But anyway, this is the Other Football Podcast. No Thomas Viola as of yet.
He's probably pissed right now because we haven't talked about the biggest news.
We got to let people know where they can find us. LV Sports Network, of course.
And, yeah, BGN.FM.
Shout out to Roughneck Scarves. iTunes, Spotify.
Stitcher.
Pocket Cast,
iHeart Radio.
Yeah, how the hell did we get on? I still don't know.
It's a mystery every week.
So before we get to, I want to give TV a chance, right? Because we've texted him and we're like, "Yo, are you?
Yeah,
calling in? Are we calling you?" But you know, we don't really talk about Spanish football a lot unless we're mocking.
Yeah,
Mark. I don't even want to say his name, jackass. But they're. It's kind of interesting because
Ooh, Copa, I don't even know who Mark. Who
you know who I'm talking about?
I don't at all. Mark.
Mark, not Mark. His name's not Mark.
No.
Unmentionable. Who would?
I know. Ramos.
Sergio Ramos.
Why'd you call him Mark?
Because I was looking at the M in Mirandis.
I was thinking Ter Stegen.
Yeah. I got nothing with Ter Stegen, but no, I was looking at the M in Mirandis and their run in. Yeah. The Copa del Rey semifinals came to an end today. They lost to Real Sociedad, and you know, it was kind of a cool story for them because they were 11th place in the second division. They made the semifinals of the Copa del Rey, and they had a pretty good run. I mean, they didn't. I don't think they played. They beat Villarreal in the quarterfinals of that, and then they beat Sevilla. In the round of 16, they knocked out Celta Vigo. So they beat a couple of La Liga sides on their way to the semifinal. I mean, to knock out Sevilla, that's kind of a big deal.
No doubt.
But they lose today to Real Sociedad. That is an end to that run. And then tomorrow will be the other semifinal, Granada versus Atletico Bilbao. And it got me thinking about Bilbao because I actually have an Atletico Bilbao jersey.
Yeah.
I picked it up when I was in Spain years and years ago. And they're kind of a very unique story because they're in the Basque country of Spain. And, you know, they're there with Eibar. I think there's another club up there. I can't quite remember who it is. But Bilbao only signs players who are Basque. They have to be born in that area of the country.
Limit your pool of players.
Yeah, but the funny thing is they're one of the richest clubs in all of Spain.
They just don't have any money to spend.
They just don't spend it on. Yeah, like they could probably go out and sign a lot of big-time players.
The opposite of financial fair play.
Yeah, yes. They are the exact opposite of that. I don't even know. Unfair financial play. I don't know.
They're frugal
yes,
fair play.
Yes, exactly. But it's kind of a cool story, and I hope they win. They did win the first game 1-0. They play tomorrow at noon our time in Vegas, so that's on Thursday, the 5th of March they would play.
Yeah.
But
or the 6th, I don't know.
Yeah, I think today's the 4th. But so a pretty cool story there. Sociedad, also a club that doesn't really have a ton of – at least recent history, they're into this because this is the way it's set up. It's basically set up for Barca and Real
to meet in the final,
or Atletico to meet pretty much every year.
Yeah,
because the semifinals is two legs, which is like the League Cup.
Yeah,
but is it the League Cup that's two legs of semifinals?
Probably,
I think so. So it forces these lesser sides to have to get results against Madrid or Barcelona twice.
Yeah.
Which is kind of an uphill battle. Getting one is difficult.
Accomplishment itself, for sure.
But good story this year, and I see the La Liga apologists. Oh, well, you know, the fact that Miranda's made it this far shows it's not a two-team league. Calm down.
It's a two-team league.
It's a two-team league.
You're embarrassing yourselves.
And speaking of the two-team league, Barcelona got smoked.
Yeah.
By one of the, I would say, probably one of the worst Real Madrid teams in recent memory.
That was a direct quote from Piqué.
Really?
He said that was one of the worst Real Madrid teams they've played. I think he specified in the first half of that match.
Oh.
But.
Yeah, because Madrid earlier in the week got blasted by City.
Yeah.
2-1. I guess that's not really being blasted, but they lost 2-1 to City.
Blasted.
Yeah. 2-1 in soccer.
It was in the, it was at the Bernabeu, though.
I think it was, yeah. So uphill battle now for Madrid to advance in the. And as much as I can't stand certain players on that club, I would like to see them knock City out.
Yeah, I know that.
Because I know that they're not going to win.
Yeah.
But City could win, and I think if they win, it kind of throws this whole fair play thing into just chaotic.
I'm rooting for them. Well, I picked them, but I'm also rooting for them for that exact, just the agent of chaos of being banned the next season.
Well, we would definitely get that. We would absolutely get that chaos because you would have a club that's been banned for basically breaking the rules, winning.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they would handle that.
Like the Astros?
I don't know, because FIFA is weird. It's like the old boys club.
Yeah, true.
And City, obviously not part of that old boys club. So I wonder if they would, you know, the thing is.
But corruption over anything else. Yeah. That's the way their pyramid works.
I keep saying it's FIFA. It's actually UEFA.
Yeah.
Another Both corrupt.
Of them. Yeah. Either of them.
Yeah, another corrupt organization. But so interesting to watch that. Champions League will be back next week. And I don't know. No TV.
TV, he texted and said the signal is bad. So I don't think we're going to get him on.
Okay. Well, have at it.
Yeah. So, and in fairness, shout out to TV at TV at Work on Twitter. We often predict the downfall of Liverpool. And he said last week and the week before that they were in a slump and not playing well. And finally came to an end. To Watford, nonetheless.
Yeah, and the funny thing is I don't hate Watford.
No.
I felt like they played a really good game. They absolutely deserved to beat Liverpool. They were physical. They wanted it more. Liverpool looked very complacent. They kind of looked tired at moments. You know, I mean, I'm going to give Watford all the credit in the world. I believe I did say I did not think Liverpool would finish the season unbeaten. I did, however, want this one.
Yeah.
Because I wanted that 19 record. Wins in a row.
Yeah. Which you also talked about on the show last week.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah, we're going to win it this time anyway. So,
yeah. So I
it wasn't even close.
No.
Like,
no.
You lose, and it wasn't even like a 2-1 or 1-0.
They were lucky to not be down in the first half.
Yeah.
They went in 0-0 at the halftime, and you just had a feeling. Like, my gut told me, all right, I've seen this before with Liverpool. Yeah. They've played poorly against lower-level teams.
Let's say the week prior against West Ham, they're losing.
Basically, every game since the break, they've been bad.
Yeah.
They were not good against Norwich. Now, I'm not going to say they didn't deserve to beat Norwich. They did, but they weren't good against Norwich.
Yeah.
They were horrible against West Ham.
Yeah.
And they got beat by Atletico. So they've lost 3 or 4 games after the break, including yesterday to Chelsea in the FA Cup, which was funny. That game was really weird because Liverpool looked like they were the better side.
Mm-hmm.
Just some defensive errors, which is really uncharacteristic for this team, cost them the game. It cost them against Watford. I mean, all three goals were a direct result of horrible defense by Liverpool. And the one goal that Watford should have scored in the first half was, again, just poor defense, and Alisson bailed him out. I still don't know how he got his hands on that ball, but
not based on the hair, that's for sure.
He's growing the mullet.
It's a bold move.
Yeah, yeah. You don't see a lot of guys in 2020 walking around with a mullet.
No, he's got the Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah, Billy Ray Allison.
Achy breaky heart.
Yeah, achy breaky Allison.
I texted you guys, and I feel that was an important thing to mention is, you know, now that Watford has ended the run, that the Elton John is officially better than the Beatles.
Yeah.
Which actually, personally, and it's a hot take, and I tweeted this, and somebody said something hurtful.
Really hurtful? What'd they say?
It was, so a buddy of mine, actually the gentleman who founded Rake, rakenow.org, tweeted that he feels the Beatles are the most overrated musical artists ever.
I don't know if it's not an original thought. I will say that.
No, I'm sure it's not. And I retweeted that because I do agree. There's not a Beatles song that I like. You can't find me one.
Wow.
There's some that I'm like, okay, like that's fair.
You're impartial to?
Yeah, but I don't like them, and somebody pretty much said stay off the narcotics.
Get off the sauce?
Yeah, but Elton John. I would take Elton John over the Beatles.
I will say this. I feel like the Beatles were in the right place, the right time. They played a role in kind of revolutionizing music.
Yeah.
I don't feel that they're overrated. I feel that they're rated properly. However, I would not say that they are the pinnacle of bands or the best musicians ever, because
obviously that would be Bone Thugs.
A lot of their songs do sound alike. But
they're the British Doobie Brothers.
Yeah, right. with Michael McDonald or without Shout out Michael to McDonald?
100% with Michael McDonald. Shout out to
I
Michael.
Saw the Doobie Brothers were here, but there's only three of them left.
Is Michael McDonald with them?
No.
I will take Michael McDonald over anyone in the Beatles.
Michael McDonald's good. He's got a great voice.
I'm a huge fan of Michael McDonald.
He must be from Ohio.
No, he's actually not, but he did one of his more famous songs, Yamo Be There, was with James Ingram, who is an Akron, Ohio native.
Oh, James Ingram.
R.I.P. James Ingram.
Yeah. He had the song with, I can't remember who it was, the duet with a
female singer.
Yes, back in like the early 80s.
Yeah. Shout out to Michael McDonald, though.
But, I can't say that the Beatles are overrated, but I will say that
Liverpool now officially overrated.
I will say that there are bands that I do think are better than the Beatles.
Yeah.
Like I feel like Led Zeppelin, The Who, Pink Floyd, all better bands than the Beatles.
Yeah, I didn't really grow up with that music that much. Yeah.
My dad was a big time classic rock guy.
My parents were more Motown.
Okay.
Like Temptations.
My dad liked the blues, he liked classic rock. Now my mom, thank goodness, she liked a little more modern stuff. So growing up, it was always weird when we went
out. I was going to say, I'm curious to hear what modern was during your childhood.
Like my mom listened to Hot 97 in New York.
Shout out to you, bro.
When we were kids. So we would go. It was always interesting family car rides, though. Kiss FM was a choice.
Yeah.
In her car. For those who are from New Jersey or New York, they know the stations I'm talking about. Every once in a while, WBLS was on, and that I don't think that station's around anymore. But
RIP WBLS.
Yeah, WBLS was a good station.
So to go back from our music debate to, like I said, the Beatles overrated, Liverpool also clearly overrated.
I disagree.
What if in this scenario where we're at currently, they're bounced from the FA Cup.
Yeah,
they didn't win the Carabao Cup. What if they only win the Premier League? Where do you rank this season? Disappointed wise at all?
No,
because you haven't won the Premier League.
No, for this reason.
Yeah.
If you had told me in August that Liverpool would win the league and nothing else, and they would do so basically
decidedly, yeah,
and they would do so by early April, I would be ecstatic.
Yeah,
I would have signed up for that any day of the week
for sure.
You know, because there's part of me where I'm like, taking it into May and having to win the last couple of weeks, it's stressful.
For sure.
It's very stressful. And I feel like if they wrap it up early, assuming they beat Atletico, and in their current form, I don't know if they will.
Yeah.
But assuming they beat Atletico and they wrap it up early, I feel like they will rest. Now that there's no invincible streak.
Rest in Premier League.
You know, you'll see a lot of younger guys. Minamino played yesterday. He gets knocked off the ball really easily. He's got to get a little stronger. I like the way he moves without the ball, but I almost feel like they need to drop him back a little bit too,
yeah,
because he's being exposed a little bit. But I do think if they're able to win the league, and I think they'll beat Bournemouth this Saturday.
God, if they don't beat Bournemouth,
oh my God,
we're really going to shoots and ladders.
Yeah, because, I mean, if they don't beat Bournemouth, I don't know if they'll beat Everton.
That would be – can you imagine that, though? Go on that ride with me on the Fantastic Voyage. Shout out to Coolio. If they lose to Watford – or no, Atletico, Watford, Chelsea, Bournemouth, Everton. What if they lose all of those in a row?
Things start to get
they
a little...
fire Klopp immediately.
No, no. And you know what? To be fair, I will say a guy who's much maligned, however, I feel like a lot of Liverpool fans are waking up and realizing just how important this guy is. Jordan Henderson's been out for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Now, he's back practicing. They're saying he's hoping to be available for the Atletico game next week. But you take your captain away.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's, you know, he's not the best player on the team.
I was going to say, a lot of times there, at this point, he's not definitely not the best player on the team.
But he brings something. He brings calmness. He brings sternness. You know, he's very...
communication.
Yes. And I feel like the other thing is Fabinho's still getting back into shape.
Yeah.
So...
is Naby Keita hurt right now, by the way?
No, he's not. He was.
I'll be damned.
Yeah, he was. He had some kind of knock. That guy...
what a guy.
I mean, he just...
what a guy.
He can't ever stay healthy.
No.
So, he's kind of like the poor man's Daniel Sturridge.
Speaking of Daniel Sturridge...
yeah, we'll get
free,
there.
Free Daniel Sturridge. Yeah. No, we let's touch on that quickly okay. while we're here. So, first off, the whole situation is hilarious.
Did he ever find his dog?
Yes. Okay. His dog was found. That's the most important thing yes. here. So he's suspended because of, essentially, it's like insider trading.
Yes.
It was where the odds where he was going to sign next. He was telling people to place certain bets for certain things. So initially, I'm not sure of the exact numbers. Initially, I think he was suspended for 2 months. The FA actually...
extended it.
They appealed the decision to an exterior... council, we'll say, and they extend it to 4 months. So he's 2 months, and then they're like, wait a second, this isn't good enough. So now he's out for 4 months.
Do you kind of think the FA did that on purpose?
Probably.
Because it doesn't make them look like the bad guys.
Yeah. Yeah. True. Well, it lines up, though. A lot of people, now that he left his Turkish club, a lot of people are lining up. They say he might go to MLS,
yeah.
which would line up with the summer transfer window.
Which also means he probably won't sign with LA.
No, but I'm down for any team that gets Daniel Sturridge, I'm down for. Because I want Sturridge here. And also, Victor Wanyama signed here yesterday.
Yeah,
MLS.
Montreal.
And every MLS writer that I respect and that I follow, nobody had this.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Nobody had this on the cards.
Too bad he didn't play. Too bad he wasn't last year because Montreal actually came to Vegas, didn't they?
Year before.
Okay.
But I was like, yeah, it came out of nowhere. But Thierry Henry. He's the manager, so that's kind of how it goes.
Yeah. Speaking of Vegas and soccer,
yeah.
Lights, they sign a El Salvadorian.
Junior Burgos.
National team player, Junior Burgos today. Two other guys, backup goalie.
And yeah, and then a kid out of George Mason. I can't think of his name.
The big one is Burgos, though.
Yeah.
So he's going to, I would imagine, jump right in.
Yeah, I would assume so. 31, played last year with New York Cosmos in a lower division and played really well.
Is that NASL?
They're NPSL.
NPSL.
RIP the NASL, essentially.
Yeah.
Not all the way.
Because there were the New York Cosmos though. in the NASL as well.
Yeah, well, they were. That was them.
Okay.
And they went down to the NPSL.
Yeah. But no, I'm old enough to remember the Cosmos when Pele was playing for them.
Yeah, Pele is not currently playing. Yeah. Pele is no longer there. He could be.
He probably would be their best player.
Yeah, it's possible. But
at 70 years old.
Yeah, so they signed Burgos. Their roster currently is at 19. It is very – I wrote an article today, BGN.fm. Their roster right now is super, super defensive heavy. They have a lot of defenders literally by people.
Yeah.
And then the proven players are all defenders. There's not a lot of goal scoring that's proven.
Yeah, that's tough because that means you're putting so much pressure on your defense to shut teams down, and as we've seen, especially in this league.
Yeah. Well, the concern is you get in a 1-0 game where you're trailing, you can't
especially,
turn it on at that
especially
point.
Especially if the other team starts to back off a little bit and park the bus, knowing that you don't have the
guys for it.
Yeah.
They have some interesting players. Burgos is one of them.
Yeah.
You have some interesting guys, but there's not proven at this league.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's funny because the only player I think people would really remember is Thomas Olsen. You know,
he brought back some of their good defenders.
He's one of the holdovers, but,
yeah,
you know, gone are the days of Freddie Adu sitting on the bench.
Yeah, Hoa Wiki.
Okay.
Ricardo Foligno. Yeah. It'll be interesting, and we can't talk about the lights without talking about the jerseys.
Oh, and
the first off, the idea of the jerseys.
Yeah. Brett Lashbrook. By the way, apparently that account
was 100% fake.
Yeah, I found that out.
And
it's after.
And the Twitter is Brent Lashbrook.
Yeah,
he is Brett Lashbrook.
Yeah. No. I thought it was Brett.
He's Brett. No, the Twitter is Brent, and
was
has
it?
And has a mustache over his picture.
Oh no, I thought for sure
that's
it was Brett.
Definitely Brent, because I've seen they pop up in my. I don't follow them, but they've popped
maybe
up.
Maybe there's
on
a couple of them.
It very well could be.
But so no demolition derby.
No,
that's not
disappointing.
Despite the fact that won.
Yeah, I'd be intrigued by that.
Yeah, but
what did you
think
of the
idea? The other one was fly a Moab into Reno.
That's weird.
Yeah.
What did you think of the jersey idea on its face value of different jerseys every game?
I thought it was gimmicky.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what
they were going for.
They're going for.
Sure.
I thought it was something that if you're looking to sell merchandise, it's cool because...
Do you think this helps that or hurts that?
I think it helps it because I feel like you will have people buying jerseys...
Each week?
Not only each week, but there are people, because the tickets are so cheap, that fans could go out and buy multiple jerseys, and I think it gets people talking, right? Like I was at the mall the other day, a couple weeks ago, and I saw a husband, wife, and their child. I can't remember if it was a boy or girl. I think it was.
Oh, yeah, you told us this.
Yeah, they were wearing New Mexico United. Yeah. And I didn't recognize the jersey. And I said, wow, that's a really cool shirt. And then I saw the crest, and I was like, oh, New Mexico. That's really cool. And I think like it'll get people talking when they see the jersey, right? Like, oh, that's a really interesting shirt. Who is that?
I think a lot of the criticism I've seen, especially from supporters, is there's not a continuity, I guess, for lack of a better term, but there's not a jersey. They don't have a jersey. Like,
well, I think that's what they're going for, though.
But as a fan, like, you want to be united. Like, if you see six Las Vegas Lights fans
and
this season, they could all be wearing
jerseys,
completely different jerseys with different colors.
I get. Yeah, but they're going to wear the same jersey on the road.
From what we know,
oh my
in
God.
Fairness, anything is
possible.
Anything is in play
with,
here.
With,
shout out to Kevin Garnett.
Yeah, but, right. With Brent.
Yeah, with Brent the mustache Lashbrook. But the... And so they come out with their first two jerseys today. The white one looks like a sprinkled donut. It looks like Homer Simpson would eat it.
Well, the white one has it's interesting because it has like the ultras outlined in the jersey.
Yeah.
Which I think is a nod to the fans, which I think is always good.
I agree.
And that being said, the color scheme, kind of goofy.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. I like the nod to the fans. I like that specific part of the jersey.
Yeah.
Above that, it has, so they were confetti based.
Yeah.
Because of the confetti cannon that, if you've ever been to a lights match or watched, they shoot the confetti cannon. But the confetti just looks like sprinkles on a donut.
Yeah. Well,
so it's not
isn't
great.
That kind of how they unveiled the jerseys too? They shot confetti out of a cannon.
Yeah.
It was like a gender reveal party.
Yeah.
Except it was a jersey reveal party.
Yeah, so the white one's not great, but not atrocious.
Much better than...
The black ones, I'll say this, I tweeted it, they may be some of the worst jerseys I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's not good.
No, and when I feel bad, the only part of me that feels bad criticizing them, I don't feel bad being critical of a professional team, especially as an analyst,
it's
as a writer.
Who designed the jersey?
It's that a kid designed the jersey.
I thought it was a college student.
Is it, either way, I feel bad that somebody who's not a professional
designed
these.
It, yeah.
So sorry to whoever the young man was that did that.
I showed you the Hertha Berlin jersey from a couple years ago that they wore in a champions or in a friendly summer friendly.
Yeah, it was quality.
I hope they do something like that where
like
they take
strip.
The jersey and they outline the strip on the front of the jersey.
I'm trying to think of the Knights, shot of the Golden Knights, that would make sense with that. Because it's going to be a lot of these are gimmicks based on the night.
Well, you could do Hot August Nights. That used to be a thing here. 4th of July should be interesting, right? Because they'll probably have some kind of
USA
flag jersey. Yeah.
Those black jerseys are brutal.
Yeah.
They're brutal.
They're really not.
Well, and they don't, and it doesn't, I don't know if that factors in with the shorts, but it doesn't, the confetti doesn't carry on to the shorts.
That's even worse.
So it's just like plain black shorts with the sponsors on it, and then this confetti. It looks like somebody ate a whole bunch of confetti and then yacked.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like.
And just it was kind of like Thomas always brings up. It was a Spain. It was a national team jersey for Euros, I think, a couple years back, and they had that. It was the red and orange.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it looked like somebody was holding the baby, and it like threw up
all over
across your chest. But yeah, it. I guess you know you're doing what you're doing.
Well, you look at I'm looking at now. Are these for the first games? First few games? Do we know which games they're wearing?
So, to my knowledge, they're wearing the white jersey this weekend,
which is their first
away game.
Away game,
and then I think
the first home game is the quote guaranteed win night against Sacramento Republic.
Yeah, which they're bringing back. Which it's interesting. That's an interesting look. Or an interesting idea, but I think they're wearing that for. I don't know if they're wearing both of those. It's
because the 28th they have a salute to local heroes, which I would imagine they would probably go with a police and fire theme for that one.
No, I believe one of these jerseys today they're wearing for that.
Well, then they already dropped the ball.
I don't disagree.
I mean, you can't do that.
I'm pretty sure they're wearing the white jersey Saturday this week when they play at San Diego, and then the first two games they're wearing the black jersey.
But I thought they were wearing 17 different jerseys for every home game. I thought they were going to wear a different jersey.
Yeah, I do not believe that to be the case, but I could be wrong. If somebody knows we're wrong, tell us.
Because they have a halftime fun run. The Great American Llama Derby is May 2nd against Real Monarchs. That should be interesting.
Jesus.
Soccer Mom Night on May 9th.
We've talked about this before.
Pause on the pitch. I like that one.
Well, we've talked about this. Like, it's if you're going for gimmicky, they're doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
They're doing that. I'm just not sure. I'm always curious as to the – I'm not a lights fan. And I don't consider you to be a lights fan either.
No.
I think we both look at it from an objective perspective. But I'm curious for somebody who is a fan how they feel about this. I know some people have been – I interviewed Thomas Olsen before the season last year, and he was kind of in the middle. He was like, you know, it's about soccer. Like, that's what we're here
for. It is for him, yeah.
Yeah, and he was like, but, you know, some of it – gets a little old, but he said they were trying to find a balance. But
I think as a player, it probably does get old because you just want to focus on playing.
And as a fan, like a diehard fan, I'm sure it gets old as hell.
Yeah, like if you're an ultra, you're not there for the gimmick.
No, you're there for the soccer.
But if you are the average run-of-the-mill fan,
Joe Schmo,
who maybe you've never been, you got free tickets or something, you won them on the station, and you go, you kind of want to be entertained. You want a gimmick.
Yeah, true.
Because let's be honest, the soccer hasn't been good.
No, and that we've talked about that also to the extent of it's going to be a lot cooler if they win.
Yeah, well, that's just
like it. If they're winning cures, and you do these things.
That's the thing, right? Winning cures out.
100%. Yeah.
So you could have all these weird, goofy gimmicks.
Yeah.
If you're winning.
Yeah.
And nobody cares. If you're losing, then you just look desperate.
Yeah, for sure.
But I mean, there's some really cool. I mean, they have pause on the pitch night. Maybe they'll wear a
dog
theme.
What I'm picturing is them like it's like a dog. Like,
yeah, that's kind of Jesus. How about the salute to Raiders night? I think there's only one direction you go.
Yeah, it has to be a Raiders.
Jersey. Yeah, you got to go silver and black.
Yeah,
I wonder if the Raiders are cool with that.
Maybe.
Guess maybe Brett. Not. Guess
Brent.
Brent Brett becomes Brent at that point.
it's going to be – I'm oddly curious of all of the jerseys, but I don't expect to be wowed by many of them in a good way.
Yeah, it's definitely – it's a gimmick for sure, but I think it's going to be interesting going forward. Some interesting stuff in the FA Cup today.
Yeah, who the hell would have thought that I would be the remaining hope for the FA Cup?
Yeah.
I take back everything I said last week about how terrible the FA Cup and how insignificant it is. I'm all in for the FA Cup. I'm Mr. FA Cup.
Yeah, because what are they, in the final 16 now?
No, quarterfinals.
Quarterfinals, yeah. So only eight left.
Eight teams left, one of which Newcastle United, and we play Manchester City.
Oh, they already did the draw?
Yeah, did the draw today.
Oh.
Not great. It's not great.
Where is it?
in Newcastle.
All right, so you got a fighting chance.
Yeah, we always have a fighting chance.
Because you beat them last year.
Yeah.
Newcastle did beat them.
Yeah.
And then Liverpool couldn't beat West Ham.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. But we almost choked away a 3-goal lead versus West Brom yesterday.
Yeah, so. There is one game remaining. It's going to be played tomorrow. It's Man United and Derby County. Wayne Rooney will be playing against his old club. But Arsenal, Newcastle, Sheffield, Leicester, Norwich City, and the winner of the game tomorrow. I'll be pulling for Derby for a couple reasons. A, I like the underdog story in the FA Cup.
Yeah.
And it just seems like Arsenal, no matter how bad they are, they always seem to make a run in this thing.
True.
But all the small clubs are out, right? The only team remaining that's not a Premier League club is Derby.
And borderline Norwich and
Norwich,
Newcastle.
Norwich, yeah. I mean, they're practically there, right?
Yeah.
But actually, I think, because they're still in the relegation zone. They're still
Norwich is bottom of the table.
Yeah, they're not.
And they're
staying
comfortably
up.
Bottom of the table.
Yeah, they are bottom of the table by four points.
Yeah, that's not great.
Actually, they have six to go to level with Bournemouth.
Yikes!
Watford escaped. There's actually a three team tie for. With 27 points, West Ham, Watford, Bournemouth, all fighting for survival. But I think Villa and Norwich are probably both going down.
Yeah, I'll be sad if Villa goes down.
I won't.
Just because they're Grealish.
Yeah, well,
somebody has to buy him, though, right?
Yeah, I think someone will.
Who buys him?
United.
Think so.
That's been the rumor.
Ooh, I'm okay with that. I like it.
Yeah. Whatever.
A lot of people not a fan of him.
Yeah, he's not a well-liked guy.
I don't understand that, though. I think he seems like a decent guy. Christine Kupo, who we previously had chime in on Taylor Ham and Pork Roll. She's a New Jersey native.
Yeah.
I tweeted that I was rooting for Villa against Manchester City just because of Grealish.
Yeah.
And she said he is in her top three most punchable faces. And I said the fan that ran on the pitch and socked him last year during the match probably agreed with that because that literally happened.
He was living vicariously through many, many people, apparently.
Yeah, no doubt. But yeah, I'm down with him to go to United.
Yeah, so FA Cup, we'll know, down in the quarters. Unfortunately for Newcastle, that probably is as far as they're going to get.
Well, and also, this is the first time we've been in the quarters since 2006. So
wow.
It's been a minute.
By the way, City's match today, they played Sheffield Wednesday.
Yeah.
They've rolled out their A team, pretty much the A team.
Do what you guys do.
Yeah, they only won 1-0, but that doesn't tell the story. You know how many shots Sheffield Wednesday had in the game? They did have
three.
It wasn't zero. I'll tell you that.
Is it three? Less.
They had one.
Oh no!
And it
how many did City have?
It wasn't even a shot on target.
Just off target.
Yeah.
Some guy they noticed like the 90th minute. They're like Jesus, man, shoot!
Yep. To only 20% possession, yikes. Only completed 200 passes.
Sounds like a Newcastle match for the
right?
most part.
City had 20 shots, 9 of them on target. They dominated the possession.
So I have to take a quick moment to shout out Miguel Almiron, who scored a brace yesterday in Newcastle's heroic win over West Brom. And so when he played for Atlanta United, he and Joseph Martinez would do, you won't know unless you follow Dragon Ball Z, but they would do the fusion dance.
Okay.
Which you kind of do a thing, and then you put, one person puts two fingers this way, the other one that way.
I do that, yeah.
So they would do that when they scored goals. So when Miguel Almiron gets sold to Newcastle, the next goal Joseph Martinez scored, he did a one side of the fusion.
Okay.
Obviously his partner was not there.
Yeah.
So yesterday when Almiron scores after Joseph Martinez is known to be out for the season, he did the other half. Of the fusion by himself, and so everyone was photoshopping him. They're like, "I didn't expect to cry today, you sons of bees." But it was a nice little homage to the best striker in MLS history,
who's out for
the season.
Yeah,
it's rough.
First game.
Yeah, it was rough.
Tough break.
And he's one of those guys where, obviously, if you're playing against him, you're not a fan. But he's pretty well liked by neutrals. And by fans of other teams, he's got a really funny personality, and obviously he's just unreal to watch. But yeah, MLS got underway. Nothing too crazy there. USL this weekend, so lights kick off against San Diego Loyal
on the road. Landon Donovan,
Eric Winalda.
So not a whole lot to really get to after that. I mean, we're kind of winding down.
Yeah.
MLS Cup or MLS underway. USL gets underway this weekend. A lot of the other leagues around the world starting to wind down. I did see today that the IOC has announced that they don't have plans to cancel the Olympics, which is probably a good thing.
I would say so.
Considering the report I saw yesterday that said that if it was canceled, they can't do it in a later year. Like, they can't postpone them to 2021 because there's apparently there's a contract and they have to be done this year. So my guess is money will talk and the Olympics will proceed, which is good because I will be there.
Yeah.
Hoping, fingers crossed, U.S. women's team in the semifinals.
Yeah.
With my luck, they'll end up on the opposite side and they'll play in Kashima.
So another sport that tied into soccer, which everyone was kind of laughing about. So Trae Young of the Atlanta Hawks is known for nutmegging defenders.
Okay.
Just dribbling the ball through their legs. And was it Trevor Ariza maybe that got mad and like pushed him over? And everyone, so soccer fans are rejoicing in this on Twitter. They're like, yeah, we've been seeing this for years.
Yeah.
All the players have been nutmegging people. And that's why Jack Grealish gets taken out a lot. Neymar often very fouled.
By the way, PSG won in the Coupe de France semifinals. They beat Lyon 5-1 today.
No Memphis, man. It would have been 5-1 the other way if Memphis were playing.
But somehow, I don't think so.
No, I don't either. No, that was a... the nutmeg thing was definitely interesting. But, yeah, I can't believe we're the only one left in the FA Cup. Who would have thought?
And speaking of the FA Cup, one more note. Eric Dier runs into the crowd. Now, we're not going to speculate as to why. There's multiple reports, and probably by the time you listen to it,
there may not be anything ever definitive about it.
I mean, I don't think he was asked about it. I don't think he talked about it. Jose Mourinho, his manager, basically said that it was something with his family, sounds like.
And he said Jose Mourinho essentially said he understood, but that it was unprofessional, was kind of how he left.
However, he also, I think that's the part that's being picked up. But I think he also added that he did what we all would do.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, that it was family related, so that's where you're...
Yeah,
allegiance is always going to be.
Yeah, he said, as a professional, you shouldn't do that. But you know, we all would do the same thing.
Yeah,
he was asked about it being a racial incident. Supposedly, Jedson Fernandez was being racially abused by a Spurs fan.
He missed the last penalty.
Yeah, we can't confirm that. We don't know.
Cruel.
We don't know that. However, maybe more will come out. Maybe not.
Well, how about it was kind of a twisted moment, essentially, a bit satirical, was at the end of the Hoffenheim and Bayern?
Yes, yeah.
That there was, I don't know what the banner said. It was a banner that was anti the owner of Hoffenheim.
Yeah, because...
And offensive in some fashion.
I think, and I don't know for sure, but I guess he is a very, very wealthy owner.
Okay.
And a lot of the clubs are owned by the fans.
Okay.
And so it's a lot like the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
Where the fans own the team. They have a front office in place, you know, where shareholders can vote and make decisions. But I think it had something to do with the fact that they feel like owners like that are going to ruin German football.
Yeah.
And I don't know all the details of it. However, the last 10 minutes...
They played keepy-uppy.
Now, it's a lot easier to do that when you're up 6-0, right?
Well, and it's also the kind of...
Some Bayern fans, they ran on the pitch, did they not?
I believe so.
Yeah, there was some type of disruption.
But then it was related specifically to the banner.
Okay.
Towards the owner of Hoffenheim. So then Bayern and Hoffenheim, they stay on the pitch, but they don't play. They're just passing the ball amongst themselves, letting the clock run out, to which a lot of people reacted, and I would throw myself into that category. Maybe we do this when there's racism.
So
why do this now?
The banner said, "You son of a whore."
Oh, man.
That was pretty much the banner. It, I'm not... It, do Horonson... It's German. It's whatever it said in German, but apparently it says you.
Hopefully, that's not remarkably offensive.
I know. Oh my God. Yeah. Strike that from the record. But yeah, it said basically. Well, it translated to you son of a whore. So I'm not sure why. But
maybe use this as an example next time there's racial abuse, like in the Portuguese league. Maybe you do this that time.
Yeah. Now, I guess there was a banner a couple years ago when Borussia Dortmund played at Hoffenheim. The fans were fined 50,000 euros.
How do you fine the fans 50,000 euros?
I guess maybe they fined the club. I don't know. But it said a similar insulting banner led to a ban on Borussia Dortmund fans in Hoffenheim for two seasons and a $50,000 fine.
So it was Dortmund fans against Hoffenheim's owner.
Yes.
So the Hoffenheim owner is clearly a popular figure in Germany.
Yeah. Dietmar Hopp. Like his name is Dietmar Hopp. And I guess the referee sent the teams into the tunnel, and they wanted the fans to take down the banner. Jeez, they scored three goals in the first 15 minutes of the game.
That definitely, like you said, it definitely makes it easier to protest at that point, but... Yeah, that we'd like to see.
So it doesn't say fans ran onto the pitch. It just says it was the banner that was displayed in the 79th minute.
So again, keep that energy when there's racism.
So I wonder why it said that. Like what I don't know what the correlation is, right? Because you would think that there'd be some other type of insult that you could hurl at this guy.
That's so that's a pretty hurtful insult.
Yeah, but like, it seems like it's kind of a. There must be something to it, to use that.
I think that's just they were trying to be offensive, and that was very offensive.
I mean, there's other ways that you could be offensive, though.
This is true.
Like
this
that's true. A very specific.
Well, I mean, they're also the alleged statement towards Zinedine Zidane that was made was, I prefer the woman that is your sister. So for that, I mean,
yeah,
this is not the first time that has been that his expression has been used.
I'm not German, obviously. So maybe in Germany, this is maybe the most insulting thing you can say. Like, because in different countries, obviously, some things you say to people could be like we may laugh at it here. Like if someone said, "Oh, you're the son of a whore," I'd kind of laugh, right? Like, okay,
I'm not sure I would laugh, but
well, I wouldn't. It
wouldn't be remarkably offensive.
Yes. However, for these guys to leave the pitch,
yeah,
and for the players to for the ref to tell them to get in the tunnel, and they may cut the match short.
Yeah,
it really makes you think that there must be something very specific about that. And yeah, maybe it is one of the most insulting things you could say to someone here, right? Like in England, they toss around that C word like it's no big deal.
Yeah.
I don't ever say that.
No, nor I.
I mean, it to me, that's one of the most offensive things you could say.
Yeah.
I don't say the B word or the C word. So, like, I can't fathom how a lot of the English people I know, they just say it like, no big deal.
Yeah.
And I see it, like, on some banter boards that I'm at, like you like, silly,
whoa, hey now.
Like, whoa, yeah. Like it kind of struck me like, my God, these people, like they don't even hold back when they say that word.
It is funny hearing different, like different, not slurs, but different foul language in different countries.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, and there's some slang words, right? Like one of the funniest is Australian or in Australia, root, R-O-O-T is slang for let's get it on.
Okay.
I did not know that. I was in Portugal on vacation, I was drinking with a lot of Australian guys.
Matthew Dellavedova.
Yes. Former NBA champ.
Yeah.
I was drinking with Dirty Deli. I was drinking with some Australian guys at this bar, and there were a lot of Australians there because it's their winter, so they come up north to Portugal for the summer.
Okay.
And it was a beach town, and they told me, they were like, hey, yeah, that girl, she likes you. They were messing with me. Like, yeah, she likes you. You know, she's one of our friends. She works at the bar. Go ask her if she wants to root. No, I didn't know. And I go over and I'm just like, hey, they told me to ask you if you want to root. And she started laughing. And I'm like, what's so funny? She's like, they told you, right? I'm like, they told me to come ask you. They didn't tell me what it meant.
You never take what they say.
Well, to be fair, I had also had
a couple of adult beverages.
A couple
sodas there.
Yeah, a couple of sodas. So, a couple of Shirley Temples.
Yeah.
Roy Rogers.
So that's Roy Rogers.
Yes. So she started laughing. She got a kick out of it. And then she told me what it meant. And I was like, okay, she's not offended, so I'm going to laugh.
Yeah.
We had a good, I went over, I'm like, you bastards, you know, like having fun with them. And
the setup, man.
They got a pretty good kick out of it. But
we have a Premier League match of the week?
You know, I've been looking, and
I'm trying to think of who Newcastle plays.
Newcastle could be there.
We've been hovering. We've been hovering in the Chris Magnum chat.
Last two weeks?
Yeah, Soton.
Yeah, they play Southampton.
Oh, no.
However, I will say this.
Is there a better option?
Newcastle drew with Burnley last week, so that lived up to expectations. Yes.
Well, that ended up not winning. Last week, your choice was Brighton and Crystal Palace.
Oh, that's right. Palace won 1-0.
Yeah, that also lives up to expectations. Yeah,
and the week before...
Hopefully it was not another damn Patrick Van Aanholt goal.
Yeah, right. The week before, Crystal Palace beat Newcastle.
Yeah, on the damn Patrick Van Aanholt goal.
Yeah, so 2 weeks in a row, not good results for Newcastle.
No.
You know...
Where's Soton at on the table?
They're 13th.
Oh, Newcastle's 14th. Oh, no. It's coming us again. I will accept the Chris Bangham Chapman match of the week.
For the third week in a row.
Because we're still alive in the FA Cup.
Well, you know, the only other direction I could go with that would be Palace and Watford.
Now, Watford, they're barely out of relegation.
Here we go. Arsenal, West Ham. Arsenal is 10th.
Okay.
West Ham is 16th.
Nah, it's too low. Oh, it's got to be Newcastle. It's got to be Newcastle and Southampton.
How are Newcastle behind Southampton?
That's just how we do.
Like, if you finish behind a club that loses 9-0,
you lost to a team that lost 8-0 earlier this season.
Yeah, but that doesn't directly mean Liverpool lost 8-0.
Essentially, it does.
Who did Watford lose to 8-0?
City.
City beat them 8-0?
I think so. Somebody said that on Twitter.
I know they beat them in the FA Cup. I think it was 6-0 last year in the FA Cup.
I think it was 8-0.
Was it 8? I don't think it was 8-0.
City, they're not ashamed of running the score up.
No, they definitely have no problem with that. I'm looking at Watford's.
Let's see. Yeah, no, they sure did. On September 21st.
Oh, no.
In the league.
Oh.
Bernardo Silva with a hat trick that day.
Yeah, and then I'm looking at the FA Cup, and they lost 6-0 in that one. So
City very unashamed of just burying people.
Pep Guardiola does not like Elton John. That's very apparent.
Yeah.
By the way, true. May 9th, they play Man City.
Oh, no. What if they beat City? What if they knock off City?
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be fantastic. Revenge.
I was trying to think of a Bullwinkle quote.
Hey, rookie. I'm almost tempted to look at what they did last year against City because the FA Cup was bad.
Yeah. They didn't beat him. I know that. Shout out to Newcastle and Alan Shearer.
They did beat Huddersfield 3-0.
And isn't Huddersfield? They're not even close. Oh, and I saw this. I don't know how we didn't open with this. The new season of Sunderland Till I Die is coming out in April.
Is it really?
April 1st.
Oh, man.
April 1st on April Fool's Day.
So the first game they played, they only lost 2-1.
Yeah. And City was pissed off about that and just decided to baptize him every time.
Yeah. Jeez, I can't find the other game they played against him. It doesn't really matter.
No.
Because it probably wasn't good.
No.
But, you know, I will say this. It to me, it's been hysterical watching the reaction from Man United fans, the way they've celebrated Liverpool losing.
Everyone celebrated.
Yeah, but
the soccer world celebrated.
I accept it from Watford fans. I understand it's a huge day for your club.
Yeah.
You knocked off a team that had only lost once in their last 44 games.
Yeah.
For Man United fans, you're still 37 points behind Liverpool. And by the way, this whole crap about Liverpool being Lee VAR pool is nonsense. Man United has benefited more. They've passed Brighton. They have now been the biggest beneficiary of VAR, and VAR saved their bacon the other day against Everton.
Pogba hasn't played in a decade, by the way.
No, it seems like. But we didn't even talk about that. Poor Thomas, poor TV.
Nah, F that guy.
His Everton beat Man United, and VAR stole it from them.
Yeah. Well, first off, David De Gea, I don't know what that guy's on these days. But also, I would contest with your argument about whether it's Manchester United specifically or everyone celebrating Liverpool's loss. You would celebrate a Patriots loss, and the Jets are terrible. You wouldn't celebrate a Patriots loss?
No.
You do. I've been in the studio with you.
I will say this. The way fans are reacting,
yeah,
they're reacting that they're happier with Liverpool losing than their team winning.
For sure.
Now, I would much prefer the Jets to win than the Patriots lose. So I don't care what day of the week it is.
Really?
Now, in the playoffs, because my Jets aren't there, I celebrate them losing, of course.
Yes. But it's the same circumstance.
It's the playoffs. I don't want to see them win the Super Bowl. It's not the same thing.
Well, we don't want to see Liverpool in the Premier League.
They're going to. Well, so I know.
We don't have that option anymore. So we have to celebrate the victories along the way.
I mean, I get it from smaller clubs. I really do, because the Big Six, for them to celebrate the way they've been, it's comical. Like, I won't even extend it to Arsenal fans, right? Because they're the quote invincibles.
Yeah.
I understand them celebrating, right? Yeah. Their record is intact. The Liverpool will not go this season undefeated.
Yeah. Shout out to the GOAT, Henry.
So for them, I get it too. But if you're a Man United fan, how far have you fallen that you're celebrating Liverpool losses in a year you're not going to win a trophy?
Or many matches.
Yeah. I mean, you don't get a trophy for Liverpool losing.
You get the good feeling in your tummy, though.
Man United fans got we're still 37 points behind Liverpool, but they lost trophy.
It's a good trophy to have.
If you're a Man United, apparently, it's the only one you're going to win this year.
They're still gunning for the FA Cup, though.
They will not win the FA Cup, nor will they win the Europa League.
Now I hope they win the FA Cup. I don't wish anyone winning the Europa League. I don't wish that on anyone. I don't know who's left. I don't care who's left.
I know United plays something called LASK in the next round of the Europa League.
That's the eye surgery.
Yeah, LASIK. Yeah. So
they're playing a bunch of optometrists.
I think it's a beer.
Is it optometrists?
Yeah.
Is that an eye doctor?
Yeah, eye doctors, optometrists.
It's Manchester United versus a bunch of optometrists running around in white coats.
Sounds like a Monty Python skit.
Yes, that it does.
Because they had a Long John Silver's impersonators club in a Monty Python.
Shout out to Long John Silver's also.
All right.
Hush puppies.
That's going to do it for us. No TV. Not quite sure.
No TV, no party.
Yeah. No TV, no party. But he's out. I'm out. Where can they find us?
Liverpool's out of the FA Cup. As is Everton. Yeah. Newcastle, not. Find us on Twitter at OtherFBallPod. Find us on LVSportsNetwork.com, BGN.FM, shout out to Roughneck Scarves, Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Pocket Cast. I'm at Carson Amerk on Twitter.
At Magnum702 and
The Can Man on Canman18 on Trivia Crack.
At TV at Work, even though he's not here. Tell him Everton still suck.
True.
And we'll talk to you next week.